a program that helps seniors choose a Medicare program and save money on prescription drugs, could be going away. WOSF's Delina Miller reports that an assistance program is not in the budget that just passed a U.S. Senate panel.
Medicare is complicated and ever-changing. That's why the SHIP program, in Florida called SHINE, or Serving Health Insurance Needs of Elders, helps seniors navigate the various plans. The program is mostly made up of volunteers, but needs federal money to help cover a few staff positions, travel, equipment, and outreach. Charlotte McHenry is with the Senior Connection Center, which administers the SHINE program in Hillsborough, Polk, Manatee, Highlands, and Hardy counties. She says the program helps seniors save thousands of years in monthly premiums and prescriptions. She recalls one person in particular.
Their prescription drugs were going to cost, I think, $7,000 a year. And working with one of our SHINE volunteers got it reduced to around $2,000 a year.
The center's volunteers and staff have been sending letters to U.S. senators and members of the House to plead their case. She says their outreach last year helped convince lawmakers to consider a proposed 42% cut to the program. In 2015, the Florida Department of Elder Affairs got nearly $3 million of this money from a $53 million pot to spread among local organizations. The Senior Connection Center got about $500,000. McHenry says without this funding, SHINE will go away and there will be no unbiased resource to help seniors pick Medicare and drug plans.
I cannot imagine life in Florida without SHINE or SHIP across the country.
She says hopefully she won't have to. Delina Miller, WUSF 89.7 News.